Ohio will almost certainly use its current congressional district map in the 2020 election, even though a federal court had ruled that map unconstitutional. But the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled federal courts have no authority over the issue. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled federal courts cannot judge if extreme partisan gerrymandering in map drawing violates the Constitution. This 5-4 ruling, along conservative, liberal ideological lines, is based on cases from Maryland and North Carolina. This likely means Ohio will continue to use the current congressional district map through the 2020 election. Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper said he was not surprised by the ruling, but is disappointed.
This is also one of the many reasons that I think Mitch McConnell was so intent on keeping Merrick Garland from being a Supreme Court justice, because it's a 5-4 case. The divide is very clear, and that would have changed the outcome of this case. So it's disappointing. We will now be stuck with one more cycle of rigged elections.
Attorney General Dave Yost said the court made the right call.
This is a political problem, and it needs a political solution. And fortunately, Ohio voters already have elected to redesign our line drawing process with a constitutional amendment the way it ought to be done. The power to legislate belongs to the legislature or to the people, not to the courts.
The ACLU of Ohio had fought the map in lower courts and won in the court in Cincinnati. Fred Levinson, the group's legal director, said this final ruling sets a dangerous precedent.
It's profoundly disappointing, obviously, because it will allow gerrymander to continue unabated in Ohio and around the country. Gerrymandering will not receive review by the judicial system.
A new congressional map will be drawn after the 2020 census, based on a process that voters approved last year. Levinson says this ruling makes it all the more important that that process, which her group didn't support or oppose, results in maps that are fair to all voters. The new process does limit the number of counties that can be split and the number of times counties and cities can be split. But Levinson says it could allow gerrymandered maps to be drawn because those splits could still be allowed to maximize political gain. And she says it's up to citizens to make sure that doesn't happen. Ohio League of Women Voters President Jen Miller says her group, which supported the new map drawing process, is looking forward to it being implemented in 2021.
It will bring a lot more sunshine to the process, where the people of Ohio will be able to see the map making process in better detail, will be able to participate as the public, and it encourages bipartisan support.
The current congressional map was drawn to eliminate two congressional seats after the 2010 census. Ohio's population hasn't grown as fast as numbers have in other states, so Ohio's congressional delegation is also expected to lose at least one member after the next census. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.